Es ist soweit. Seit letztem Samstag habe ich offiziell einen Tanzschein. Herzlich willkommen zu Make My Monday, dem Kreativ-Podcast von Fogdarms Worldwide. Ich bin Christopher Wehrt, euer Host, und starte mit euch in die neue Woche zum Thema Eurovision Song Contest. Hol dir einen Kaffee oder einen Tee. Ja, ESC, ein Riesenthema, wo man eigentlich, wenn der stattfindet, in ganz Europa nicht vorbeikommt. Eines der größten globalen TV-Ereignisse, made in Europe. Und das ist natürlich was ganz Besonderes, weil sonst kommen die großen Entertainment-Brocken ja meistens aus den USA. Aber das ist ein ureuropäisches Format, wo, wie gesagt, ganz Europa dabei ist. Leider gab es ein paar Länder, die haben das boykottiert. Das wollen wir aber jetzt nicht diskutieren. Das ist nochmal ein anderes Thema. Ich möchte mich jetzt eher so auf die positiven, tollen Seiten dieses ESC konzentrieren, weil mich hat es so ein bisschen durch Zufall erwischt. Ich bin eigentlich nicht so der Typ für die Art Musik, wobei man das ja auch nicht eingrenzen kann. Da kommen ja immer ganz viele Genres vor. Aber ich hatte eigentlich keine Lust, das anzugucken, und habe dann das aber dann doch mit Freunden geschaut und war überraschenderweise für mich selbst total hooked. Nicht nur von der Show, von der Atmosphäre, von den Songs und vor allem aber auch vom Voting, weil es unheimlich spannend war. Und dann hinterher, letzte Woche, war dann natürlich auch die Timeline voll damit, mit Memes, mit Tanzscheinen, Choreografien und so weiter und so fort. Und dann habe ich natürlich entdeckt, mein Kollege Manu Caruso war live vor Ort. Hey Manu, nice to have you in the podcast. So first of all, it's really amazing to have you here, and you have a truly global background, and maybe you can give us a quick snapshot. What are you doing at Fogdarms?
Hi, Christopher. Thank you so much for having me. And I'm very excited about this very first episode in English. So I've been with Fogdarms for almost 5 years now. I was based in China before, and I was responsible for marketing there. I recently relocated to Europe. I keep supporting marketing for China, but I'm also more into project management and execution for events in Europe, which is very exciting. I love my hybrid role, and it gives me a lot of perspective on many things, also between the two worlds, Europe and Asia.
Yeah, and the between marketing and the real implementation of events. So best of both worlds, that's awesome.
Yeah. Some might say, yeah.
Yeah, and you're a big fan of the Eurovision story. And how did you become a fan of it? How long are you a fan?
Well, I have to say I'm Italian first, and Italy didn't participate for many years in the early 2000s. So it wasn't really popular for us. Also, social media was not yet a thing. It was really hard to get to know Eurovision. So I started quite late. I think it was around 2011. And, you know, they were streaming it, they were showing it on TV. So I remember seeing it the first time. I think it was the edition where Loreen won. So it was 2012. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, wow, this is so exciting. Like, all these countries, all this different music. I've always been a very big music lover. So that was basically Easter for me. And then the production got better. So I wasn't just watching it for the music. I was also watching it for the show, because it kept getting better and better. And yeah, then I found my community. I found my friends also very into it. I found my mom as well. I transmitted my passion to her, and we started watching it together every year.
Nice. Yeah, and then have you been to a Eurovision event before?
No, this year it was my first time.
Wow, so it was very exciting to be there.
Oh yeah, I've been trying before, but with the fact that I was based in Asia, it was a little bit complicated.
Yeah.
And also, it's very hard to get tickets. So
I was how did you get the tickets?
I don't even know. I just remember receiving an email saying, because I subscribed for the pre-sale. Mm-hmm. And they sent me an email saying, hey, we're selling the tickets today. So I had to run to the website and I grabbed the first tickets I could find. And then I'm like, okay, I think I got it. I think we can go.
Nice. That's awesome. Yeah. Manu, take us to Vienna. How was it? How was it actually to be on the ground the first time and not watching it on TV?
Well, it was amazing. Well, let me first tell you about Vienna. First of all, we were so blessed with the weather. I went with my mom, so mm-hmm. it was also a very nice family experience. The weather was amazing, which helped also for the Eurovision Village, because they built this kind of pop-up village in the city center in front of the Rathaus. And there they live stream performances from the past years. There's stands, and you can do a lot of things there, collateral things. But then the city itself was living already the spirit of Eurovision. I remember seeing the tram that had little flags with written 12 points on top. Or even the shared bikes. They changed the cover on the back wheel and they put the Eurovision logo. The water dispensers around the city, they also were in the style of Eurovision. So that was really, really nice when you see a city that is living the experience.
Sounds awesome.
And then, of course, there was the moment itself, the Eurovision.
The show. So it was a very well-executed event, and the whole city basically was turned into a Eurovision city.
Yeah, exactly. You could. I remember also seeing parties or like local gatherings in some bars where they were showing performances or anything related to Eurovision. So that was really great. Yeah. Well, first of all, welcome to the Eurovision Stan group. and this year, I would have to say, it didn't feel like that elevated as some other years. I really love the 2024 edition, for example, from a design aesthetic perspective.
City was this?
Oh, 24? That was in Malmö, in Sweden.
Okay.
But I mean, they hosted Eurovision already 6 or 7 times, so they know how to do it.
They know how to write catchy pop songs in Sweden.
So I wasn't really enjoying the stage design. I found it a little bit old, but apart from this, it's a completely different experience. The energy in the arena and also the everything that was going on, it was truly insane. And although it's a show, a TV show, so everything is made and helped just to look good on TV, in the arena it also looked good, incredible. And it was amazing to see what happens behind the scenes. There are so many, so many things that I wasn't really aware of. Well, first of all, between every performance, if I remember right, they have 35 seconds. So you have to empty a stage and bring in the new props for the other performance in just 35 seconds. And then I saw changes also ongoing in during the same performance. So the camera is on one part of the stage and on the other side of the stage, something else is happening. They're already preparing for another change of scene. And I was also very amazed to see that the best tool, it's still the human. There were so many people on stage. I guess there's nothing faster. So it's I saw many things that made me laugh also. Like, for example, for a performance, they had this big snowball with a dancer inside. And to animate the fake snow inside it, they were using a leaf blower. There was someone hiding behind the snow globe and blowing with this leaf. It was amazing. Like, I would have never thought of that. But it's fast. It takes nothing to build, to do. So,
Yeah, very
yeah.
smart and simple solution. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's also eye-opening because you're looking at probably the biggest TV production in terms of music, and they're using these solutions, and you think, well, then it's legit. Like, I should think of simpler things myself for my much smaller projects. But apart from this, so the stage was really, really nicely done. It was curved in vertical, but then the curved side could also lift up and reveal another layer of lights. So to make it more different between performances, otherwise the stage would look all the same, right? And yeah, I don't know what to say. The energy was really, really strong.
And then for the TV show, the two moderators talk directly into the camera, and I had the impression they are not talking to the room, not talking to the audience, only talking to the cameras. How was the moderation for you?
Yeah, that's correct. Also, I don't know if you saw it through your German TV, but usually when they go into advertisement, there's other stuff happening. So there's never a moment where they can relax and look at the public and be like, "Hey, how's it going?" That happened in the beginning. There were like DJ sets, or they also came on stage, if I remember right, just to, animate a little bit and get the people hyped for what was about to happen. But everything was like watching on TV. So we didn't have a special treatment just because we were there.
And Manu, if you were the judge, what are your top three performances?
Oh, wow. Well, this edition to me is very weak. Also because five countries were missing, and one of them always brings bangers, which is Spain. But for this year, I really enjoyed the winner, Bangaranga. It's a very nice song, and it's something different from what we saw in the past years that won. So I'm glad to see a country that never won winning and with such a song. I also loved Sweden. I mean, Sweden, we said it before, they always bring good music. And then I have to say Italy, but I'm a little bit biased by that.
I did not know the performer, but you could see he's such a professional guy, so he did so many shows all over the world, so absolutely big performer, and he's a star in Italy, of course.
He became popular like nationwide not too long ago. He did a song that became super popular a couple of years ago, I think. And then he participated in Sanremo Festival, which is our own music festival. That one is very followed in Italy. And then the winner is invited to go to Eurovision. Not always they go, but for example, last year it was the runner-up that went. But yeah, I was also very happy to see someone that is not really young going because he's 50 something. So yeah, we always place well. Italy always does well in Eurovision, so I cannot complain.
Because Italy has a great tradition in songs that fit this Eurovision concept very well.
I guess so. I guess so.
And then I really liked Austria in the end, but they only got 1 point. Why is it? Is it because it's a German joke, the Tanzschein?
No, I believe that has more to do with the hosting country historically always receives very little points.
Okay.
That happened last year for Switzerland as well. It was hosted in Switzerland, and I really loved the Swiss song last year. It was an incredible performance, and it's a very moving song. And they also received very, very little points. I remember zero from the public, and I don't remember how many from the jury, but they didn't place well. So, yeah, don't take it personal. It's just it's just how it goes.
What must happen for us to execute this next time or the upcoming editions? What must we do to get this event?
Well, first of all, we would get in touch with the national broadcaster of Bulgaria and see if they have something for us. As far as I know, the there isn't a one agency doing everything, but they split the task between different agencies. So why not? Maybe we could get one little part. I'm very good at making coffee, so I can
So Bulgaria, if you hear it, we can bring a lot to the table as Fog Dams and with Manu.
And also for the diehard fans, the months before, so when every country is selecting their song, they don't all choose at the same time. So it's very nice to have been following already since January and be like, oh, wait, now Belgium chose their song. Let me go listen to it. So I'm more prepared than the others.
Wow, Manu, so you followed everything and so it's entertainment nearly for the whole year.
Exactly.
Amazing. Thanks for joining us here and thanks for your great insights and for the chat. And see you next time and
see you in Bulgaria.
See you in Bulgaria. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Ja, das war unser Talk zum Eurovision Song Contest in Wien mit Manu, der live vor Ort war. Und ja, wir gucken mal, was man da machen kann, wie wir da rankommen. Ja. Also, dann kommen wir zum Monday Takeaway. Also, das Monday Takeaway. Wie entsteht ein globales Campfire? Wie locke ich Millionen vor die Screens und Tausende vor Ort? Ja, also wie bringe ich da die Menschen zusammen? Ich brauche einfach dieses Live-Momentum. Und Live-Momentum ist im Grunde das, was ich brauche, um ein Feuer zu machen. Also um ein Feuer zu machen, braucht man ja auch was Brennbares. Ich brauche eine Zündung und ich brauche Sauerstoff. Und diese drei Elemente, die ich dafür brauche, sind eben ein klares gemeinsames Thema, ne? Eine gemeinsame Leidenschaft, das ist hier natürlich die Musik, eine gemeinsame Sache, die Leute einfach verbindet, wo wir sagen, ja, das sind wir, das lieben wir, egal von welchem Land, da sind wir dabei, das muss man ganz besonders pflegen. Dann das zweite sind dann eben die großen Rituale, das heißt, es gibt Dinge, die dann immer gleich sind und die man langsam, behutsam über die Jahre wachsen lässt, also das gemeinschaftliche Ritual ist das zweite, das begegnet uns ja immer wieder im Event-Kosmos, das Thema Rituale und dann als drittes immer wieder neue Überraschungen reinbringen, um das Ganze spannend zu halten, also das sind so die drei Hauptzutaten, die das eben auch so erfolgreich machen. Ja, das war das Takeaway und jetzt kommen wir zu unserer Creative Challenge, ja. Also, verbinde doch mal bei einem Konzept etwas total Spießiges, Altmodisches mit was ganz Hippem, Coolen. Natürlich ist hier das Vorbild der alberne österreichische Tanzschein, der mich nicht mehr loslässt. Also, ich wünsche euch eine super Woche. Schafft neue Verbindungen. Kreativität heißt immer, Dinge neu zu verbinden. Wie einen bürokratischen Schein mit Dancing. Das ist der Tanzschein. Also, danke fürs Zuhören. Danke an den Producer Jan Philipzig. Danke an das Team. Schreibt uns Feedback an podcast@fogdams.de und liked uns, folgt uns und schaltet nächste Woche wieder ein, wenn es heißt Make My Monday. Also, kommt gut durch die Woche, euer Christopher. Ciao.